The next investigator I interviewed was Dr. John Marshall, and the focus of our discussion was a patterns of care survey conducted by our CME group last summer of 150 U.S.-based medical oncologists and 27 clinical investigators specializing in GI cancers. As with our other patterns of care work, we focused on common clinical scenarios in the adjuvant and metastatic setting, but the questions in the adjuvant setting included a wrinkle. Specifically, we asked the docs in practice what treatment they might select if they were patients in the same situation, and these data will be presented as a poster in Orlando at the Gastrointestinal Cancer Symposium. For a preview of the reaction we might receive, I met with Dr. Marshall to review the findings, and to begin, I asked him how he responds when patients ask, "Doctor, what would you do if it were you?"
I say, you know, I would respond very differently if the gun was pointed at me. Because I don't know how I would react when the gun is actually pointed at me. I often will talk about, say, a family member or a spouse or a parent, things like that. I think that's a little bit easier. But I'm happy to give my advice, yeah.
It seems like a pretty legitimate question. I mean, I think patients would understand that, yeah, you don't really know what you would do. But docs are really the only people who really see what happens to people who get adjuvant chemotherapy.
Yeah, well, let's face it. I mean, these people are putting their lives in our hands. And we're going to guide them through what is relatively toxic chemotherapy. And for many of these people, it's to death do us part. So in a way, it's a way for a patient to get to know us a little bit. And I think to be too steely, you know, not warm enough, not engaging enough, I just think that's the wrong thing from an oncologist perspective.
Well, you know, overall what we found was that actually the recommendations that they are giving to their patients are very close to, you would think that they might be much more proactive if they were going to be treated themselves, but actually it was very similar. So let's go through specifically some of the scenarios and look at sort of what people are doing in the adjuvant setting. And again, you know, what they might want to do if they were patients themselves. I'm going to start out with stage 3 disease. And of course, you know, when we look at this just in terms of non-protocol therapy, it's pretty straightforward. Almost everybody's using FOLFOX.
Closest thing to a global standard we've ever had is
right.
That stage 3, you get FOLFOX.
And same thing, whether they were a patient or not, you know, not very much different. But where it gets interesting is you start to bring in the possibility of being in a trial.
Mm.